ओम शांति, ओम शांति। We have celebrated New Year, and this January month specially reminds us about Baba, Brahma Baba. For we Brahmins, this month is Tapasya month, our month of practicing avyakta stage, bodiless stage, like Brahma Baba. And our aim of Brahmin life is become equal to Him. So Baba spoke three words: bodiless, voiceless and egoless in His last class on 18th January 1969. We all know this. So, these three words were the essence of His efforts during His life. He achieved that stage. And He wanted us to also attain the same stage. So, when we talk about bodiless stage, Baba says in each and every muli, practice soul consciousness. This is our first lesson and last lesson as well. To consider ourselves as a soul and see others as a soul. But how much time during the day we can maintain this stage of soul consciousness? Yes. For how long we can maintain this stage? Especially when we sit in yoga. And normally we are either action conscious, or sometimes we come in body consciousness too. So when we are action conscious, there is influences of action starts coming on us. When we become body conscious, then influence of our old sanskars and vices, they start emerging. And when we are soul conscious, what emerges? When we are soul conscious, the original qualities of soul virtues, peace, love, happiness, then we can experience embodiment of love, peace and happiness, bliss, truth. You know, we all, those seven qualities. Sorry. And why do Baba says us to practice this constantly? Because there are so many benefits when we practice soul consciousness in a constant way. First thing is our purity, dhana of purity. This is the foundation of Brahmin life. So we we can take our consciousness beyond physical body. Because soul consciousness is higher consciousness. It's not physical consciousness. So normally, you know, like ordinarily the worldly people, they are in physical consciousness. So their vibrations are like that. But when we are soul conscious, and when we see others as a soul, our vision is different. The vision is of spiritual brotherhood. And carrying good feelings and wishes towards them. So we do not see the body of others. What do we see? So then the chances of physical attraction towards physical body and then getting influenced by that, so that there is, you know, like this vice. Sorry. It's the difference of weather coming up from the down. So, because our vision is different, soul conscious vision, then there are vibrations of purity. And these vibrations of purity, the other souls, those who are coming in contact with me, can experience. And they sometimes even describe, you know, like to Brahmin souls, because we are coming in contact with even Laukik souls too. Because we are working, we are going to world, we are coming in relations with our friends. So they realize that our vibrations are different than their vibrations. Why? This is our spirituality, the soul consciousness brings a spirituality on your face. It gives that sparkle to your face, and then you serve through your face. You know, like say, face is the index of mind. Whatever is in your mind, it reflects on your face. So if my thoughts are of according to Baba Srimad, if I am soul conscious most of the time, then my face reflects that. And we see that all our seniors, they have that sparkle of purity and spirituality on their faces. So this is the long practice. It's not short practice, but long time practice gives you that. Then, sometimes when we are in that tamopradhan atmosphere, impure atmosphere in the world, our complaint is that we are influenced by negative vibrations of other people. Because different kinds of people come in our contact. Some are positive, some are negative. And if I am not soul conscious, if I am not carrying that positivity in me, soul conscious means positive, because my positive qualities, they are immersed, then I do not take that influence in me. Rather, I influence others with my vibrations. So if I feel that others' negative vibrations affect me, it means I am not soul conscious. I am body conscious, and body consciousness means like then I am receiver of all those negativities around me. So this is why, you know, Baba says us, because we have to protect ourselves and then transmit my these stage to others, because we are world transformers. Baba says we are the ones, you know, who change the world. So how can we change if we are influenced by others? And third thing, to experience powerful yoga. Constant practice of soul consciousness help. Otherwise, whenever we'll sit for yoga, what will happen? The mind will go in so many ways thoughts. If I am body conscious, and then try to become soul consciousness while sitting in meditation, it takes lot of time to come out from all those influences I received throughout the day. Either from circumstances, either from people, maybe, you know, so many other things, problems, difficulties, and I am sitting and I am just talking to Baba, that's it. Talking to Baba means either complaining or sharing or asking This is the way I meditate. But what should be our stage? The powerful yoga stage is when I am in Paramdham, in point stage with Baba. And that point stage is able to destroy my sins of past birth. It's able to transform my old sanskars. It's like only one Baba, none else. I am merged in love with Baba, and till whatever time, whichever stage I want to maintain, I can. If I want to be in Paramdham for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, means I am just there. No other thought can pull me down. I am with Baba means with Baba. Can I sit with Baba for half an hour without coming down to this physical world? Yes. No one is raising hand. So it means I am up till now don't have that much concentration of my mind or control over my mind. Control of mind means my thoughts should be under my control. If I want to fix my mind in one thought, then it should get fixed. If I think that I am Master Almighty Authority, no, like soul consciousness does not mean only that I am soul, but it means which type of soul I am. I am a pure soul, I am a elevated soul, I am a deity soul, I am a multi-million times fortunate soul, Brahmin soul, I am a godly child. So many self-respect what Baba has reminded me, I am that soul. So these are all pure thoughts, and if I can stabilize my mind for a long period of time in a pure thought, it generates lot of energy. Like impure thought drains my energy, in the same way the pure thought, it accumulates energy. So that's why it's called powerful yoga. So my frequency then matches with Baba's frequency. When I am at that level, and then how much time I am able to achieve that stage. If I sit in yoga, especially when we come to the center or when there is yoga bhakti programs, like intense meditation programs, then we sit for long period of time. Especially then when we come for Madhuban too, we get chance to sit for long period in yoga. Then sometimes we reach to that stage. We experience that seed stage, Baba says. Seed stage or avyakta stage or angelic stage. But routine in day-to-day life, it's very difficult. So actually, it should be more in day-to-day life. And that is why sometimes we see Brahmins, they keep on, like listening to Baba's knowledge, they are following Dhana also. So many years in Gyan, but still they are not able to transform their old sanskars. So why is it so? I want to conquer my anger, but it's very difficult for me to conquer it. I want to conquer my all the rest of the vices, weaknesses. But they get suppressed for a period of time, and then when there is water of circumstances and people, it again come up. Because we have not burned it. Baba says, just finish it, burn it, or abolish it with the powerful yoga, volcanic stage yoga, or fire of yoga. So fire of yoga achieved only when I am constantly in soul conscious stage, and as soon as I sit in meditation, I reach to Baba, and I am with Baba, and to whatever period of time I want to sit there, I am there with Him, and it creates that much power that I can transform myself. And the soul conscious stage, it helps us settling our karmic accounts, especially the karmic accounts of body. On confluence age, no, like we have to settle our karmic accounts in 3-4 ways. Through body, through mind, through our relations, and through our wealth, maybe. Sometimes there is wealth problems, money problems. So body means any illness, if it is there. So there is pain. Illness causes pain. And when I am soul conscious, I am beyond the consciousness of my physical body, then this acts like an injection. When someone is pain and goes to doctor, doctor gives injection. And that injection, it relieves pain. Bodiless state itself is like an injection. And many BKs, they feel when they have severe pain and they practice this stage, they feel that the pain is gone. Even I have done this experiment many times. Or the intensity of pain goes down. Even if it doesn't disappear, the intensity is so less that it's like, you know, like you can easily bear it. Easily you can tolerate it. So we can do experiment even. No? And because there are blessings of Baba in soul conscious stage, the mind is healthy. A healthy mind for a healthy body, even the medical science says. Earlier it was said, a healthy mind in a healthy body. Now it is healthy mind for a healthy body. Because most of the diseases are because of stressful life. Now, diseases are lifestyle diseases. And lifestyle diseases because of stress is negativity of mind. And because we are Baba's children and we have jewels of knowledge with us, so we can transform our negative emotions into positive. Yeah. Is it true? And when we transform, when our level of mind is positive and it's healthy, then body also get disease free very quickly. It affects our physical body too. So that's why Baba says, your crucifix, it becomes or turns into a thorn. You can overcome karam bhog through karam yog. These are Hindi words. How many of you understand Hindi? So karam bhog means the suffering of body, and karam yog means through yoga. Through yoga you can overcome that. So there are so many researches are going on nowadays, even in medical field, and our global hospital also done a work on this. And for heart patient, you all know there is coronary artery disease regression program, and for diabetic patient too, this program is going on. And even for cancer patients, we have a Spark Wing, Spiritual Application and Research Center. So they are doing these researches on many diseases, and especially our this physical karmic accounts, how we can overcome them by using power of yoga. And Baba also says, yogis have long life. So how can yogis have long life? So definitely, their health becomes better when we practice meditation every day. So it decreases our intensity of our karmic accounts. The main thing is that. And when we are soul conscious, we experience self-sovereign stage. We are master of our physical sense organs. So these sense organs are in our control. Means they follow Baba Srimad. My eyes, my ear, my mouth, all my these karmendriya. So what should I see? What should I speak? What should I listen? That is all in my control. Because soul is the master of this body. And Brahma Baba, he practiced this soul conscious stage and self-sovereign stage. You listen in history, because this is the month to follow Brahma Baba. We have to follow Father. So for soul conscious stage, Baba started that right from his beginning of Kyan. You know, like Shiva Baba entered in his body. So he used to write the names of each and every, you know, soul. Soul means like Baba used to say Jasoda. Jasoda, she was his wife. Jasoda is a soul. Radhika, daughter-in-law, she is a soul. And Palu, like daughter, she is a soul. Narayan, son, he is a soul. Baba used to write like this in his diaries. Even on the walls, Baba wrote that. So he transformed his attitude towards his laukic relations completely. As soon as he realized that, Shiva Baba has come and he is establishing this golden age. And now we are in confluence age and we should be practicing this spirituality. And it was seen that the relations too, they also could change their attitude towards him. They didn't see Baba as their, like the father or their father-in-law or, like husband, no. They saw Baba as Baba. Baba as instrument of God. So they were also calling Baba as Baba, like others were. So how this was possible is only because first he practiced that intensely and then that transferred into his relations too. So we are also living in the laukic world, in our laukic relations. So we need to practice it that deeply. Then only, my consciousness will be able to transform consciousness of others. This is what Baba says, your attitude can change attitude of others. Your sanskars, through your pure sanskar, you can transform the sanskars of others. And then Amrit Vela is the best time to practice soul conscious stage, because that time our soul conscious stage, our subconscious mind is open at that time. Whole night we have already slept. And sleeping means opening your subconscious mind, and when you practice at Amrit Vela, then it goes deep into you. Your brain accepts it. And when it is accepted deeply, throughout the day, then you need not to make effort. You will be naturally reminded of from inside, that who are you? I'm a soul, not this physical body. And you feel yourself separate from this body. Many times Baba says us in Murli, no, consider yourself that this body is just your instrument. You have incarnated from Paramdham into this physical body, Amritvela. Feel like this, that I am an incarnated soul in this physical body, and this body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Baba. So Baba is responsible for my body. I have given it to Baba. So whatever Baba, you know, like wants to do through this body, he is doing. So this mine-ness to my body, because there is lot of attachment to the physical body we all have. It is 63 birth sanskars. We consider it as mine. So how to take out that? When we surrender it to Baba. So even trustee for my body, Baba says, become trustee for everything you have in your household life. So not only for the things and people you have, but for our own body too. This body belongs to Baba, not to me. So if we have that consciousness, then it's easy for me to detach from it. And sometimes Baba says, consider yourself as a guest in this world. Like Baba comes to this world for a period of time, doesn't stay here longer. So think that I have come to this world to perform my duties, what are given to me, and then going back to my real home. Like you go to the office, you work over there, and as soon as your time is over, duty is over, what do you do? Return back to your home. So this physical world is my place of work. And as soon as this work is over, I'm back to Baba. I'm back to Paramdham, which is my original home. So this is like maintaining avyakt stage, bodiless stage. So many names we give, soul conscious stage. Soul conscious stage means while I'm in action. When I'm in action in this physical world, I'm practicing, then I'm soul conscious. When I go beyond this physical world and I'm in certain reasons, it is avyakt stage. When I go beyond certain reasons, I'm in Paramdham, means incorporeal world with Baba, then it is bodiless stage. Okay, so almost very close, but still there's little difference. Soul conscious means physical world, while coming into contact with others, working, acting. But as soon as I'm able to detach myself completely from this body and my consciousness is up there, then it's bodiless stage. And Baba says, in last moments of our life or the last moment of this drama world cycle, this is very important to have this consciousness, because at that time, this will be the question of only seconds. Within seconds, you have to become bodiless. And the more fast you become bodiless and detached from this body, Baba says, you will be passed with honor. But if you start thinking about something else, or maybe someone, worldly people, what happens when they die? They think about their relations, my son should be here, or they think about their property, what will happen to that, what should they be doing to that, and that's and this. But For us, Baba says, even there are circumstances of upheaval, but still my mind should be stable and should be in one Baba and should be able to detach in a moment. And we are making effort for that. That's how Brahma Baba achieved Karmati stage. You know, everything was there. Like he was suffering physically on that day, he had pain. That's why Baba didn't take class in the morning, he took class in the evening. No. But he didn't get influenced by that pain. And, you know, like he completed his all tasks, what he was doing. And all children whom he loved so much, they were around him. But he didn't remember anyone. As soon as Baba went to, you all know the last scene, no? Like, so as soon as Baba reached on his bed, he was sitting there, and Dadis, they follow him, those who were present at that time, and Baba took Dadi Prakash Mani's hand in his hand, and just within a moment, he flew away. So he didn't worried about even yagya, no, like what will happen to this yagya if I am leaving this body and sharing with Dadi that, no, like you should be taking care of that or should be taking care of, no concern at all. Within a second he was totally detached because he knew who is responsible, Shiv Baba. So, you say, no? Your last moments take you to your destination. So, this was Baba's last moments were like that. So, we are following him means like we should be preparing in that way. Last moments, my mind should not go anywhere except Baba. And when we talk about viceless stage, so all five vices, main five vices, and Baba says they are traces. Traces means Baba says they are children and their grandchildren, like we can call them. So five vices are sex lust, anger, ego, attachment, and greed. And then jealousy, hatred, feelings of revenge, these are all their traces. So when we talk about the first vice, we understood. But subtle form of it, you know, we as Brahmins, we try to follow celibacy, purity, because this is the foundation of our Brahmin life, and we put full effort on it. But traces are like if I am influenced by the qualities and specialties and virtues, love, cooperation, personality of any soul. So that creates extra love or inclination toward that soul. In Hindi we call it lagao chukao. So my mind and intellect are pulled towards that person. And the sign is, when you sit in meditation, you are not remembering Baba. Whom are you remembering? That person. So who has influenced, you know, like your mind? The person is pulling your intellect. And then you are not getting powers from Baba. You are creating your karmic account with that soul. So this is the checking. As soon as you sit in yoga, the face comes to your mind, on the screen of your mind, means you are attached in a subtle way. Maybe, you know, like it's not visible, or not in a gross way you feel like that you are attached to that soul, but subtle way I am somewhere attached to, and I need to put effort for that. And then what are the thoughts? What should be the thoughts? All these specialties or personality or all these virtues, these are the gift of Baba. They are given by whom? Who has given all these virtues to us as well as to others? Who is the source? Who is the source? Shri Baba. So I should remember Baba, that Baba has made that soul so special. Maybe, you know, like sometimes we share whatever is in my mind. You know, like we need someone to share in our life, like as people call them, companion. So why do we need companion? Means so that we can talk as friends. You know, otherwise it creates burden in my mind. So I don't want to feel that burden, so I share it with someone. But Baba is there, he is my all relations, so I can share everything with Baba. He is the basis of my life. No? So if I take support of any human being, this is going to create that subtle traces of this vice. So Baba says, whenever you need, you will first remember that soul, not the father. But who should come to my mind first? Shri Baba or that soul? Shri Baba. Shri Baba should come to my mind. No? So this is checking. It's like we should check ourselves. This is all long effort. No? It takes time to come out of all these, you know, like subtle form of, traces form of these vices. And when we come to anger, how do we feel anger? We don't feel anger now as worldly people. You know, like worldly people, whenever things are not going on their way, they start shouting, crying and throwing things, even they slap someone. They can go to any extent, even, you know, like extreme of it, they can kill. So we Baba's children, we are not. As soon as we come in knowledge, we understand and, you know, like we transform this form of voice, but our anger is now in a different way. We all know in which way our anger comes. If someone is not according to the way I wish, not listening to me or lying to me or insulting me or misbehaving with me, whatever the reason is, because no anger without reason. There must be some reason behind it. So as soon as the reason arises, what do? I keep quiet. I don't say anything, but my mood changes. My vibrations toward that soul changes. Means now I am not positive, I am negative towards that soul. And then I keep aside. You know, like my stage should not get disturbed. So what do I do? I feel better, I should keep away. I should not come in contact with this person. So these vibrations, I tolerate. Externally it's showing that you have tolerated everything, but internally I have not tolerated. Internally I am creating lot of waste thoughts and sometimes even negative thoughts, and that energy travels to that soul and they can always sense what's going on in my mind, and then it affects our relations. There are conflict in relations, yes. And it's very difficult sometimes to come out of that vicious circle which we have already created. So then there should not be feelings of hatred, because as soon as I see the weaknesses of other souls, we are all effort makers, so we are not complete, we are not all virtuous, so one or other weakness we all have in us. And if my eye is towards weaknesses. Baba says you should be, accepting specialities, seeing specialities, only specialities, not the weaknesses of other souls, but it's Kaliyugi Sanskar, like to see the weaknesses of other souls. So even they have so many virtues, I will not see them. I will just see what the weakness is. And then that creates all those negative energy things. Means, I expect from them, they should not be doing this, they should not be talking like this, they should behave in this way, like expectations, lot of expectations then arise. So our form of anger is subtle. Either it come in the form of subtle hatred towards others, or sometimes when I see the speciality of others, I feel jealous of them. So in both way, either weaknesses, they create hatred, and speciality, they create jealousy, and the jealousy is also trace of anger. So I am not happy. I am not happy with your progress. I am not happy with your, whatever best you are doing. So again, this requires subtle checking. Baba says this is royal form of Maya, which disturbs my state of mind, and it takes me away from Baba. Because now, again, it's creating karmic accounts for that soul. Both things, attraction towards a soul, extra love we call it, extra love towards any soul, as well as this negative pull towards any soul. Both are karmic accounts. And it gives mind a lot of burden, and I'm not able to fly to Baba. And then we complain to Baba, I sit in meditation, I try to remember you, but I'm not able to, experience those powers, your love. Baba says, if you want to experience my love, you have to detach from this body and body relations. This is the condition. Baba's love only can be experienced when I am detached. Without detachment, there cannot be. Then third vice is greed. So we Brahmins are not greedy as the people of world are. They are just running behind money, and they can go to any extent for money. And they do not care about their relations, their values, to get money. Sometimes. Not always, but some people are even like that. So, we know the importance of imperishable income. So, we do not run for perishable income. And if I feel that I have sufficient to sustain myself, if my needs are met very well, then we do not go much for all those things. And then I spend my time in remembering Baba and putting my spiritual efforts and doing spiritual services. But what is the greed, subtle form of greed of Brahmins? Name, fame, recognition. And what else? Even in physical things too. Dress, the quality of clothes, how that should be. Shoes, and then the things of day-to-day life we use. So everyone has their own choice. So they should be according to, as I like. And then sometimes it crosses the limits. Baba says, okay, if you have good clothes, still you should be happy. And if you are not able to, maintain that level of your clothes sometimes, still you should be happy. You should be satisfied in each and every situation, whatever you have. So if I am contented, greed's virtue is, greed is negative side, and positive side is contentment. So in any upheaval, if I am contented, then I have overcome my despise of greed. And Baba says, in the last stage, these all temptations will be coming to you. And even sometimes you won't be getting what you really feel like you should be having. Even your needs will not be fulfilled at that time. Sometimes Baba says, someone has habit of drinking tea every day. Not tea, maybe coffee. So, you will not get coffee. This will be your test paper. Test paper means, like, because I have that weakness, I should be having coffee at this time. And if I am not having coffee, I will get headache. Maybe, you know, like some physical symptoms we start feeling if we are addicted to something. Then, fail or pass. So Baba says, last moments, Maya will try in that way too. So this is subtle form of greed. Like addicted to something in such a way that pulls my intellect. That disturbs my state of mind. So again, this is checking for us. And we require long time effort to come out of all these subtle forms. Then if it comes to attachment, it is the other side of coin. Greed is one side of coin and attachment is other side of coin. Means, the things I have already or people I have, I do not want to lose them. This is attachment. And if there is anything happening to them, then I got hurt. And when I am hurt, it disturbs my state of mind. And the more attachment I have, more hurt I will feel. You bought a new mobile, and it was your choice, you know, like the best you choose. And next day you lost it. What's going to happen to your state? So, this is subtle attachment. The person I love the most leaves me. Then, how do you feel? Most deceived. You had so much faith on that person and that person has left you. So, the amount of attachment I have, the same hurt, pain or hurt, I would say. So again, this is checking means, like, I should not be feeling, Baba says, this is the last paper, Nashto Moha Smriti Labdha in Hindi, it is said, means, destroyer of attachment and attainment of embodiment of awareness. This is awareness. So, destroyer of attachment. So, am I destroyer of all these type of attachments? No? Subtle attachments. And when it comes to ego, we do not have the ego like worldly people. I'm so and so. No, like people of the world, they keep that intoxication in them. This is the negative intoxication. I'm doctor, I'm professor, I'm businessman. So the day we come to realize that this is just my role and I'm just this body and I'm soul playing this role through this body, this ego is finishes. But subtle ego is, because now we are knowledgeable soul and we are the knower of three aspects of time. So, what's my thinking is, whatever I am saying is right. I'm having a planning intellect, or I'm having good intellect. I'm a knowledgeful soul. So, when I share something with others, what happens? If they do not agree with my views, I insist on them. I am right. Whatever I am saying is right. So, this is subtle ego. It's not that others are always wrong, because they are saying things according to their point of view. And whatever I am saying is it's my thinking, my point of view. So I should respect the idea of others. And then try to say whatever you want to say in a humble way. Whatever Baba says, when we share knowledge to others, especially we should take care of this. Because they are coming from that world, so whatever they are saying, they are right according to their viewpoint. Yeah. And then second thing which comes is, if I have done some mistake, then I do not accept it, if I have subtle ego. If I am humble, then immediately I accept and I say sorry and it's just over. But if I am having that ego, then I try to cover it. Cover it means like I don't want to put me down in front of others. So then, you know, like it hurts my ego. So I try to, you know, like either blame others for that mistake, or I speak lies to cover my this thing. So many things, you know, like I use for that then. So Baba says, okay, you can cover your mistake, or you will be good in front of others, your name will be saved, but what will happen in front of Baba? Can you save your, Dharamraj. So Dharamraj is always there and he knows the truth. So I will lose my imperishable income and it will be the hundredfolds, you know, like punishment for me. So we should be careful in that. And then other form of ego which comes is, when someone is praised in front of me, if I have subtle ego, then I don't like that. Because I feel I'm good, so the praise should be for me, not for others. So then I start speaking their weaknesses. And everyone has both sides, so that may be if I'm jealous of that person, so then I know what the weak part of that soul, then I start talking about that. Oh, you don't know this person. I know. He is like this, like that. You are praising him, but he is not worthy of this praise. So if I do like this, it means I am carrying that subtle ego. If someone has speciality and if that person is praised, accept it. And if I feel that I am lacking in that, then try to make effort to become like that person. And then one more thing which comes is trying to control others. Because I consider myself right, so whenever I am in a gathering, what do? I try to control over everyone. You know, like I start giving instructions and start taking initiative for everything. Taking initiative in a positive way, if you are made responsible, that's a different thing. But I myself try to show more smart and more, so this is also a subtle form of ego. If I act like an instrument, Baba says, whatever specialities are there in me, they are given by Baba. In others too and in me too, they are from Baba. So always, bring Baba in between, you and others. So when Baba is there, then we are always humble and we feel ourselves as instruments. And egoless Baba underlined twice. It comes in five vices as well as become egoless. So this is the last paper Baba says, like conqueror of attachment as well as conqueror of ego. These two things, up till last, Maya attacks in through these vices. So we should be very careful, I-ness and my-ness, it comes, it keeps coming in one or other way in our efforts. So this is how, you know, like in January month, if we put our efforts in a subtle way and try to overcome these vices and try to maintain our bodiless state more and more or in a constant way, I think we will feel that I am seated on the throne of, heart throne of Baba. And we feel our state equal to Baba and we experience His blessings and experience that flying stage. Om Shanti.